There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
Hello, everybody. This is Tyler with the Regrettable Podcast. Want to start this episode by saying two things. First, of course, this episode of Regrettable brought to you by Laura Lindley, attorney at law, licensed in Oklahoma and Arkansas, practicing family law, document preparation, title opinions, whatever you need, she can take care of it for you or refer you to the person who is best fit for the job. 310 West Aquin Avenue here in a beautiful historic downtown Daquin, Arkansas. Give her a call today, 870-642-4462. LauraLindley at yahoo.com is the email if you still use that. And of course on Facebook, Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Go check her out for all your legal needs. We need her all the time because of this podcast. Anyway, the second thing I want to get into is the fact that this episode actually, I believe, was not recorded fully, which is the most regrettable thing. Thank you, Jay, for forgetting to hit record. That's actually better, just even mentioning that than whatever the heck we were talking about. So we're kind of going to join mid-conversation here, and we will reference that later, the fact that, as soon as you hear us come in with the episode, that is the moment that Jay looked at me, looked at the little podcast recorder thing, and quickly hit the button, and on it goes. There you go. So thanks for listening. Of course, check us out on Facebook and all that good stuff. We got some big stuff coming soon. So thanks for listening to the Regrettable Podcast, and we will join mid-conversation. Oh, yeah. Language warning.
So I think bitch and asshole, like I call, when I'm acting like an asshole, my wife calls me a bitch. When she's acting like a bitch, I call her an asshole. That's what we've adopted in our relationship,
right?
To smooth out the gender tensions.
Yeah.
You know.
Because they're high right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's crazy up in there. Especially with a baby.
With a little asshole bitch.
That bitchy asshole in there.
Yeah, assholery, bitchy. Yeah.
But like, dude. I mean,
love my child. I'm joking.
Absolutely.
Entirely. Yeah. Okay, yeah. She is neither one of those things most
of
the time.
Don't worry, your wife won't hear this.
No.
But we've talked about this before, Jay Lindley. I'm sure you have worked in an environment where it was like all dudes. Oh my gosh. The dealership is the main one. The shop especially.
Oh man.
I worked with a shop with like, I don't know, 40 bays.
Yeah.
20 on each side.
Huh?
And each one was full up. Most had teams of two.
Yeah.
In each bay.
Ooh. So now you got teams of two fighting, not just amongst themselves, but against the other teams of two.
Dang.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Humanity's so tribal.
Like, next time I've never rolled my eyes and scoffed and walked away at a guy before. Now I've done it to a woman. I have been bitchy to a woman. Been like,
I ain't going to punch you in the face, but I'm going to roll my eyes.
Yeah, I'm going to roll my eyes. It's the best tool I've got.
Yeah.
You know? But you do that as a guy, I kind of might want to yank you up by the back of the scruff there and be like, what? Can you adjust your eyes for me again? You know? Like, what? You want to take that back? Unroll them for me? You know? Like, I got to be honest. I don't think I've ever been like really bitchy in a job before. I've been curt. I've been to the point. I ain't messing around right now. But I don't know about necessarily like, what a bitch. Yeah? Now Patrick's staring off.
I got nothing to say.
He zoned out.
That went back to that brother working with you thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. But you're absolutely right. Dudes will be super bitchy to women. And it's not fair. You know, my wife had to deal with that the other day with somebody who I would not have expected it from.
Really?
And and she doesn't want me to say nothing, but I want to say something, and I'm gonna say something by not saying something when that moment comes. You know, but other than that, you get a bunch of guys together, man, the estrogen levels just, I don't know where they come from. They come from literally nowhere, but they build up to critical levels.
Skyrockets.
And mass. And I've seen, but at the same time, it's in a professional environment, you can't just fight your coworker. Most of the time,
that's
it ain't going to happen.
Good point.
So it just builds up into this like super, like where it's just like, dude, y'all, God, that sounds so bad. You're a bunch of women. You're acting like a bunch of women. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well
yeah.
put.
Absolutely. Yeah.
A bunch of women. Misogynistic.
That's the most scary thing I've ever said on here.
Yeah.
And nobody likes a snitch.
Women. What's that?
And nobody likes a snitch.
No. I watched one dude get slammed, choke slammed. A famously bitchy guy in the shop get choke slammed to the ground. Man. You know, like, and it was like.
He probably
deserved it. It was like Undertaker. Like choke slamming,
and that's back to what you pointed out earlier to begin this whole conversation. That is what you may have to deal with if, depending on when you're acting, when you're dealing with dudes.
Mm-hmm. See, yeah. And then it might happen. That's always in the back of the mind. But I will say 9 times out of 10, when dudes are acting super bitchy, they bitch out afterwards.
True,
and they just and that is I guess at the end of the day that is. That is one saving grace for men is that even if we are, even if we do punch each other in the face in some kind of circumstance, if we work together, if there's a relationship there, we're going to be hugging it out afterwards.
Yeah.
It's all going to be all be good. At the last dealership experience I had, there were several people that it was face to face yelling, hands clenched at each other's side. Anybody could have thrown the first punch. Nobody was guarding. Nobody was preparing for a fight. Right. But I mean, a punch could have come at any split second, and it didn't. Fortunately, because by the end of the day, within 15 minutes after, it was really like, I mean, just the most evil things you could say about another person being thrown around at each other.
Very womanly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Trying to cut right into your heart.
Yeah.
You know, through the skin, into the heart.
Yeah.
And at the 15 minutes later, we're all joking about the same thing. We're just like, stupid. You know? Yeah.
But I grapple with a mixed martial artist who has said and would say that those dudes were never intending to fight. If they're barking,
Many people ever do though? Right. Like it's something that just kind of happens. Something the wrong word gets said. I mean, outside of an assault, you know, it's like I tell people who are really into guns and home defense and stuff, and they're like, "Man, anybody comes to my house, I'll be ready and waiting for them." No, you won't. No, somebody really wants to kill you. You ain't got a chance in hell.
Yeah.
If somebody really wants to kill you, they will kill you.
True.
You know, the best you can hope for is they get prosecuted afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, but I think maybe that ties into the fact that dudes just have so much of an easier time making friends. That thing in Hot Springs I did recently, I talked to a dude for like 15 minutes. And I was like, we're friends now. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This Dutch asshole.
This Dutch asshole.
Not even American.
What? Well, you know, I did check his Facebook page. We're not Facebook friends yet, so it's not official. But, you know, it's got a picture of him. His main picture is he's looking real Dutch in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then his background is like a eagle carrying American flag. So I'm like, all right.
Trying to ingratiate himself.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You tried a little hard there, but I appreciate the effort. But like women, man, they just have a hard time making friends
because it's so
personal. And it just grudges and stuff.
How many times, like, were you thought, like, your girlfriend or your wife or whoever, if they had a best friend or something, but then they come home after hanging out and it's just bad. I hate that.
Every time.
You know, like, and it's like, what? Yep. What happened? You know, it's like nothing happened.
Women only make friends that are uglier than them. It's like this arms race. Every woman only wants to have friends that are uglier than them, so they're not the ugliest one. Like, is where the basis of female friendship is based upon, is absolute attraction. Like, they will not make friends with anyone that looks better than them.
Yeah.
It always goes downhill.
Yeah. Every time, dude. Every time I can remember having, you know, a girlfriend that had friends, quote unquote, came home just like, why do I even do that? Why do I even go out?
Yeah.
You know? I hate these women.
Yeah.
You know? Mm.
I just was thinking just a second ago, where's the prep sheet?
That was a one-time deal, Jalen. You only got that once from Adamy.
I got you. Okay. Well, and so it was my turn to bring it, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's what
are we treading dangerous grounds? Are we off the rails here?
No,
Matt Train.
Yeah. No, brings us back to probably when I was bitchy to him at work one day or something. Uh-oh. Where I was like, you know, I don't know, where's the prep sheet or something?
There was a couple of times seeing the two of y'all. Where I was just
we did get into the popcorn.
I need the popcorn. Like,
halfway through saying I've never been bitchy, I realized this one time where I like unloaded on Jay Lindley coming because, but at the same time,
all right, I'm gonna come clean today.
Oh my god, where's the popcorn?
Uh-oh. Yeah, yeah.
This is what I'm looking for. Enough time has gone by.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was
you guys
say,
never addressed it.
We have. Yeah. Well, kind of we have.
I think the main reason I was bitchy was because I stormed up there without actually thinking about what I was going to say. Have you ever done that?
Absolutely.
Have you ever like initiated?
Am I a man? Even yes.
You got to be prepared, man. No.
Even if it's a conversation about something nice, if you didn't actually think about what your opening line is going to be, you could screw the entire thing up.
But you still had the upper hand because you were hitting me with some stuff I wasn't prepared for.
Oh yeah.
We were just out chilling. You know, you were smoking a smoke and just having a good time. Yeah.
It
so
like, it was like he pulls up.
It was dad.
No, no, it wasn't.
This is a different
it
time.
It was a wife.
Oh, okay.
It was a wife coming in and breaking. Yeah. Up the boys,
yeah,
having a little fun out at the back of the truck, having a smoke.
Uh-oh,
and I was the wife who came home and said, "Why didn't you take out the trash? Why didn't you do this?" And you're just trying to clink a brew with the friends, and you're like, "Sorry, guys, old ball and chain has me going." In. So yes, I've been a bitch. Of course, I've been a bitch. What was I saying? What did
have,
I think?
Dude?
Why did I think that I've never been one?
But
at least
that's
in the,
why
in the shop environment, in the shop environment, I feel like I really held it together.
But, okay,
go ahead.
To your defense,
oh no,
I was being a douchey kind of dude in the moment, and I quickly turned.
You were a gentleman.
No, I was like very douche. No, not in the moment. In that moment, I was
you were
better.
Great.
But
what he was
referring to, the reason why he was coming at me,
right,
was justified to a level. Because I can't remember the details, but you were coming. There was a Facebook Live going on.
Yep.
And you called me on some, or you asked me something, and I responded like I would respond to any listener.
Right,
and I apologize for that because you weren't just any listener. You were trying to fix the situation, whatever was going on. So that's where I was wrong. But I denied it. And when he came, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah.
When he came, was like, why was you like that? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, bro. Yeah. I was just trying to get through it. And I really, in the moment, it wasn't a personal thing. That's why I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, in a moment, I was just like, anybody that asked me this question, I know we're off the air or whatever it was.
Right.
You know? I feel like it was me that escalated, though. When you came up, I was still, because there was the brother aspect where I'm just like, why don't you shut up, you buck tooth, snot eating butt picker?
It was, I'll tell you the exact situation. It was when I wasn't doing the morning show early. You know,
right.
I wasn't coming in early.
We were doing 8 to 5.
Yeah, man. We were doing 8 to 5 for a
while.
So
I was probably like, if you'd been here, you'd
screw
know
this guy.
Yeah. It was all
that's basically
corporate.
What it was. Yeah, I went corporate. And we actually had a technical difficulty during that time, which you got annoyed with, rightfully so, because your ops manager wasn't there. He was sleeping.
That's funny.
You know? So, and you texted me, and I was listening to the show. You texted me, you said, we're off the air. Because the trans, whatever, power transmitter went
out. Gotcha, yeah.
But we were still on the app.
You're blaming trans people again.
Yeah, yeah, trans. It was the trans people. It ran out of steam. And you texted me, we're off the air. And I said, I texted you, I said, we're still on the app. So that's all I said.
Yeah.
And you were like, I don't know what this dude's talking about. Or something like this. You said something like that. Yeah, he's not here, blah, blah, blah. And that really wasn't the word. It was, and then Patrick like joined in. Like, yeah. And it wasn't like, it wasn't the razzing. It was like, now this is my job. You know, the listeners were like, this lazy douche is just at home. Like,
it's gone beyond personal. It's not professional.
I didn't think about that ever. You know what I mean?
That's the only reason I came in so hot,
right.
Dude. Just imagine this. Just imagine this for a second. You just went through a small technical difficulty. It resolved in like a few minutes.
It was nothing.
Yeah,
it really was nothing. But
it was nothing.
Because we were live on the Facebook,
it was an issue.
It became an issue because we were talking about it.
Yeah. And you guys did, you know, some lighthearted but trashing of a professional nature. And I wasn't even in the building, right? And then you guys were like, that was a solid break. He gave us something to talk about for a while.
So we were sitting there great shit.
It's great shit.
Yeah.
And then I come screaming up in my car, got out of my car.
The little blue Volkswagen never moved so fast.
Yeah. And Jay literally was like, what's up, bro? And I was like, what the, you know. I just came in like your mom, like you didn't clean your room last night.
Yeah.
But also at the same time with nothing to say. Like the whole time I'm like, I'm gonna go up there and just say my opinion. And by the time my mouth opened, I was like, what's my opinion? I forgot. I didn't actually think about what my opinion is in that situation.
Well, and
just to quickly resolve it. 5 minutes later, we were all good.
Yeah, oh yeah,
you know,
bro, hugging it out.
That's
like,
what
bro.
I'm talking
like,
about.
Dude, absolutely,
in a professional setting, the tempers may flare, but the lid gets put on that stuff pretty quick afterwards.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if that I'm just going to say that's the nice thing about being a man is I think we're just a little better at that ability.
Oh, definitely. You
know?
Definitely.
I think the most
simmering things down. You know?
And I think the most I've ever annoyed Patrick was talking over him, like I literally just did when I was trying to tell him. But we have never had a cross moment.
The closest thing was one time you were like, the news is a little short today. And I was like, nothing gets by you, does it? Like, I was like, look at this guy, man.
Yeah.
He knows the difference between 3 and 5 minutes.
Yeah. Patrick will snap on you.
What? No, I don't.
I'm kidding. I just imagine you're like, news is a little short. That it's just about to like.
Now, had you said again. That,
I yeah, could, exactly.
No,
yeah,
I just come in with a very quick.
Yeah,
and when remark, I know, and yeah. then you yeah. feel like a little penis afterwards, yeah. and you walk away. That's my style.
Gotcha. That is your style, yes.
No, and like Lindley's going to kick my ass.
He'll choke you out with his little penis. Yeah.
It's really good with ghee work.
Yeah, exactly.
it takes a stupid amount. Like it has the only thing is really if you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, that mm-hmm. is where I get. That is where just I get frustrated, you know, because right. at the end of the day, I feel like, man, a person's worth is all tied to if you say you're going to do something, do it. You know,
a man only has his word.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, looking at you guys, I'm not talking about y'all. And
right.
And so there was we never had any beef. And that's really an amazing thing to say. Tyler and I you and I have had some things
brotherly.
There's some brotherly. Absolutely. That's yeah. a whole other dynamic there. But now I take it as a point
I have
of pride.
To be something with you.
Right, yeah. yeah, it's good for radio at the end of the day, but but I'll say in the 2+ years that you and I worked together, man, we never had a tiff. As far as I'm concerned, if yeah. we did, no, I didn't know about it.
Exactly.
Jay and I have had two,
yeah,
and one was on the air, which I thought was great radio.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I enjoyed that.
That was great radio.
Look, I mean, it was live too, wasn't it? Was it Facebook
It was
live?
Yeah. yeah. It started Facebook Live, but then we had to go. Yeah. But then I brought it back up on the air. I was like, this will be good.
Yeah.
This isn't fabricated.
No, it worked.
Yeah. It's like, funny how things change when the microphone's turned on.
Of course.
And yeah, that's what separates professionals from amateurs.
Yeah.
Good point.
The one thing I remember definitely being on the radio was you called me out for something that is admittedly not my strong suit, which is a lot of timing, you know, being on time, you know, especially that early, dude. I was like unreliable. Some days I would get there at 4:30. Some days I would get there like at 6:05 or something. So I remember saying on the radio, I was like, well, that's your strong suit. That's one of my weak areas, you know, but I was like, God said something else back or blah, blah, blah. And we got into it pretty hard and, you know, it was all over a misunderstanding, too. That's the stupid thing.
Really? I don't remember exactly why.
That's how it was really stupid. Everything is always, every war you could think of, you know, World War II, misunderstandings.
I would tell you what the misunderstanding was. I know exactly what it is, but it would be so boring and uninteresting that I think I would put you guys to sleep.
I love it.
That's dudes, though. You know what I mean? Like you misplaced my 10mm wrench.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, exactly.
Like, we've been talking about these bad moments that mm-hmm. we shared between the three of us. All it does is reinforce, man, how much I miss this.
Yeah.
On a day to day basis.
Sure. Like, yeah, I agree. No, I agree.
It's like a gaping hole in my heart a little bit. You know,
We've been in an existential radio crisis since you left.
Yeah,
I mean, really? Honestly, yeah.
That makes me. I mean, don't get me wrong. I wish you guys nothing but the best, and I hope that radio station soars. And it is.
But I'm going to put you in the ground.
No.
And then hire you.
But it is nice to know that I'm missed a little bit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're not. I've been in this industry long enough. I know my absence is not going to tank you. But it is nice to know that my absence. It's like there's a little bit of hole there.
You missed.
Yeah.
You were a conductor. You know, you were the conductor a little bit, and we were kind of passengers along for the ride, or maybe lower employees. Like Patrick cooked real good food. I was like the sad magician, you know. And
the
like
now the magician is running the train.
Now the magician is pulling a rabbit out of the hat. It's like, dude, drive the train.
That's
like,
right,
you know.
And the cook is trying to do magic, and he's burning the chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say this: I wouldn't have left my previous employer in a lurch because I'm not that way.
Right.
But you left.
You gave him like a 2 months notice.
I didn't lose a wink of sleep leaving him in your hands.
Right.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a funny
Think
way
about
to put it
that it. Way. Yeah, yeah. I Absolutely. Put it that way on purpose. But yeah. yeah. I mean, well, at the end of the day, I believe in the talent. I think you guys push the ability to advertise and make a dollar. And yes, sales is important. You know, you guys, I know this.
Yeah.
And I have one of the top salespeople I think I could have. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, she could sell ice to an Eskimo, but we're the ice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you should be able to rest on your laurels a little bit on this and know that if anything, you're a good judge of character and quality. I mean, you took the both of us, you didn't really know us at that point. You took us kind of under your, I mean, you know,
I knew you better than you think I did.
Yeah. Acquainted with us.
I study my competition. I study only my top competition because they're the ones keeping me at a higher level.
Yeah. But I will say, I think you put yourself out there, True. You know, to get us on there.
I did kind of. I'll take that.
You gave up a large portion of your job for me, and I'll forever be grateful for that. But at the same time, I believe you've been in the business long enough, and this is going to toot our own horns and yours by like proxy. You're been in talent long enough that when somebody walks through the door who is like going to be good, it's almost like you don't even need a further interview or anything. Like you got me hired with like no doubt that right. it was going to work. And I believe that's just a talent that some people have, or maybe you've been in the radio long enough. I have brought people into the show that I thought.
Yes.
And it's dismal. Know immediately.
Yeah. Every day we do, you know, we have a lot of guests come through the station and obviously I am not I'm not good enough to judge. There's plenty of people that have been in there that have been like, oh, this is going to be great. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as bam, your mic's on.
Yeah.
They trip at the starting line, you know,
and he trips right out of the gate.
Yeah. I mean, it's just awful, from the get go. And I'm just like, looking like I expected more out of you, but it's my fault.
You guys have like, Jay saw how good we were.
And then you know what a great host does? He takes that crappy ass interview and he still pulls every piece of information he needs out of it, and he still makes it just enough interesting that people didn't change the dial.
And he ends it as quickly as possible.
Yeah, he gets out of there. Commercial break, bitch.
It's time for the weather. Yeah. Get out of here.
A testament. I know this podcast should not be about patting each other on the back here, but I don't know if there's a day goes by we don't mention Jay.
No, we talk about That's you awesome. All the time on there.
I love it.
Yeah.
We keep the memory alive.
And I mention the podcast every day. I'm like, for you Jay fans out there, you know, you can listen to it.
That reminds me, I need to get a regrettable podcast promo going on.
Oh, gosh.
KKBI.
More work.
More work. More work. Exactly. Well,
it's like, you know, for furthering my success.
We do need a new one.
Yeah, we need like 15 all of new
them.
Ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say.
All of them.
Yeah. What? Oh.
I gotta pee.
I'm keeping this in. We'll be back. Better feel anxious right now. We'd be at 40 minutes if it wasn't for Jay Lindley.
All right.
Forgot to press the record button on the first 10 minutes.
This is not the second time. This is not the first time.
This is the second.
Not even the second.
Yeah, this is not the second time.
I just didn't tell the other people. They're still wondering why their podcast didn't come out.
I wonder what that was, because at one point Jay Lindley shot up and was like, had to do something real quick. And I looked at him. I was like, oh, I think he needed to scratch his balls or something. Like, it was like real.
Quick bait. And then I was like, at that moment, I was like, should I tell them? Should I stop, or should I claim that it was a glitch in the system?
Yeah. Well, I like that you treated us more honestly than the lieutenant governor of Oklahoma.
Yeah. That'd be like the guy who like sneezed as he was chopping up the only lines he had.
Oh.
And then he's like the other two guys are talking and he's like, do I just run out of the building? Or he's at him, all right guys.
Dang.
Dude. Ooh, you bust out the powdered sugar.
You violently throw your head back to get away from that situation.
Yeah, you do.
You do not.
Yeah. Get the hell
Although
up
I, out of I have, you know, by accident blown, you know, away some, you know, paraphernalia that probably shouldn't be mentioned.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I'm a school board member.
I was going to say many years ago. Many, many years ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
It was my friend's bachelor party. One of my best friends' bachelor party. We were camping for like 4 nights. And I told my wife that. Like, we were married at this time. And I was like, yeah, we're going to be camping for 4 nights. And she's like, are you guys going to have strippers out there? And I was like, okay,
hold up.
Couple things here. Yeah, all right. For one, a good stripper is going to be like, yeah, come out there to White Mines in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
You know,
a good stripper has four-wheel drive.
Well, 2 hours from the strip club? No.
In this day and age, a good stripper is like, I will not go out to where you're planning on burying me.
Can my Prius make it out there?
the one that would make it out there, I don't think I'd want to put any dollar bills inside of her giant parachute sized G-string. So but in any case, the first night we're out there, we got out there a little late. You know, we're like, okay, we're gonna be camping for 4 nights. The first night first day we don't have to get there too early. Mm-hmm. You know, but at one, you know, there was some legally medicinal marijuana.
Absolutely.
Brought along this, and at some point I just found like I was in possession of all of it.
What?
Yeah, I was in charge. I was the guardian. I know. Okay. I know, but you know, I was the most responsible person there.
I was gonna say, it seemed safe with you.
It seemed very safe with me.
So you usually make the guy who's like new to the group carry the weed so that if you get busted, he gets...
That was back when it was illegal. Yeah, exactly.
That was like the central character.
You're a bulletproof vest tester.
Oh, gosh. You're cheapening my story here.
All right, go ahead.
But we're camping at the spot right next to the river. We go down to the river. We're like, we're going to go ahead and swim tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing better than a night swim during the summer. You know,
bachelor
you
party.
Roll one up, bachelor nice. Party, you know. Like, enjoy our... manlyhoodedness, and
of course.
I make a point, make sure there's nothing in my pocket, and get in the water. We're all talking, we're having just a dang good time.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden it strikes me like I had that bag.
I had these guys' weed on me.
These guys' weed in my pocket.
Yeah.
Oh no. All of it.
All of it
for the next 5 days.
That seems irresponsible.
A little irresponsible, yes, absolutely. You know, misguided at best, you know, distracted.
Yeah.
So I would have, like, tried to run up on shore, start drying it out.
Oh, well.
Well, no, that's my first inclination, is check my pockets. Oh, no, I know that. I think it was, like, cargo shorts. It was back when cargo shorts were still cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a long time ago. All
before
right.
they're canceled because
and I'm checking. There's nothing in there. I'm like... My memory is good enough. I know that it was in there, and I just forgot to check that pocket. And there's four other guys there just yakking it up, having a good time. I'm silent. My mind is racing. Yeah. What am I about to do here? Yeah. I mean, we're like...
They're not swimming in a pond either. They're swimming
river?
In a flowing river that's called the Cossetot, but it really means the Skull Cracker.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Because it's rushing.
Skull Crusher,
Skull Crusher,
yeah.
Right, pretty good. Right. Yeah. It's for like a French-Canadian Indian for Skull Crusher cracker or something. Yeah. Yeah. You know, at this point, I'm just absolutely panicking. You know, I can't say a word. I'm just silent.
I gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta go. I'm just about to like turn around. This is like 15 minutes into being in the water is when I realize. So it's like happened, it's swept. It's long gone. And I'm just about to turn around, get out of the water, double check, make sure I didn't leave it on the shore. And then when I knew that's not what had happened. Right. I left it in my pocket and it washed away. And just at that point where I'm about to tell these guys, I'm about to ruin the whole experience.
Oh, you're panicking,
them.
I'm sure, right?
Yeah,
like the conversation is rolling.
Like, I was once on a plane that almost crashed.
Yeah.
I don't think I was half as scared then as I was at that moment. You know, this is my group of my peers I'm with here.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
You know, responsible fellows, you know, and, yes, I'm absolutely panicking. And just as I'm about to tell them what has transpired, I see something floating on top of the water. It's a cloudless night. The moon, it's like a full moon. It's very bright out that night. And I see something float by me. And it just happens to be a sandwich bag
filled to the brim.
Oh, snap.
With legally medicinal marijuana.
It never gained any water. It just hit the top somehow.
Not a drop. It was sitting on top of the water, just open? Floating like a little boat. Like a
was
little
it open?
It was open.
It was open?
Wow. It was unrolled. It was the bat. It was like literally.
Wow.
Like just a
like
a
an cup. Elf. It was like an elf's pile of weed.
Yeah. It was a pot. Like, it was a pot of green gold.
A pot of green gold.
Yes. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah,
absolutely. Just floating on top of the water. And I snatched that thing up, got out of the water so quick, rolled it to close that bag up, put it right next to my wallet, my keys, and everything else that meant the world to me at that point. And
you remain the most responsible dude in the room.
No kidding. Well, That's why they gave it to you.
Exactly.
First thing I said in 15 minutes was, hey, guys, let me just tell you about how I almost ruined our trip out here.
No, I'd have just been like, hey, you want to smoke some weed?
No, at that point, I was like, I feel comfortable to let you know. It's like when you get in a, you know, when you almost die.
Yeah. That's a way cooler story.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. You almost lost it, but you didn't.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't be telling the story right now. It'd be like one of those things like, I remember these friends I used to have.
They used this to like disaster it. Of a bachelor party I went to.
Yes.
I went home and
you
changed.
Ruined the to entire them. Bachelor party in that situation.
They shrugged.
It's a parallel universe.
I so appreciate y'all's reaction to this because it's so much more genuine and fun than what they were just like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Because they never experienced.
True.
Stakes were low.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. They knew nothing about it.
They seen the positive aftermath, and that's all that they cared about.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss.
Exactly.
It's folly to be wise.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And in that situation, it's the worst story ever.
Like
in that situation, it's like, hey guys, let me tell you a story with a crappy ending. Because
you should
we have it.
You totally end it where the weed is gone.
Yeah.
And then they're like, what the fuck? And then you're like, no, my bad.
Yeah.
What are you wasting our time telling us that exactly. you almost lost our
so the
legal drugs?
Cool. Yeah. Oh, then who cares?
Yeah. Back to
when I first
he was telling a great story about when he pissed himself.
When I first moved here, my first connection who is now he's like my best friend. Mm-hmm. You know,
it was a doctor. I thought. Your first connection.
He wanted to be a doctor. He never made it.
He played doctor.
A lot of fun.
You got anxiety? Don't worry. I got you.
Yeah. But his favorite thing is he knew somebody, but they were so paranoid that he could not bring me with. He would like drop me off at this one place.
I knew those kind
and
of people.
Yeah. And then he would go do his thing and whatever. Yeah. You know, then he'd come pick me up afterwards.
Like, what's the secret knowledge you have that only you can have? But you have to ask a wizard three questions.
The holders of this secret knowledge were also the kind of people that were like, you know how you were sly in text messages back
absolutely.
Then. You would never just be up front. You would just be like, hey, cool if I come by.
Yeah.
And these old kind of people are like, yeah, absolutely. Come on by.
Yeah.
And then you get there. Yeah. And then you sit there for like 10 minutes, you know, BSing a little bit, and you're like,
so let's
get down to business. They're like, nah, we don't have that. And it's like, well, why did you?
We were always specific.
We're like, hey, you got,
how's your elbow doing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he'd be like, oh, it's good, bro. Better. Come on by it. You know,
the
you
generic
check out the
thing,
cast.
Nobody would pick up on it, but at the same time, it was so generic that it was just like, yeah, if you're like, hey, cool if I come by, and the person's like, I would love for you to come by. But they don't have the thing that you're coming by for.
Yeah.
Like, why
I used to say, you know anything? That's what I used to say on mine. You know anything?
That's true, too. That's a good one. I used that one. I evolved to that one.
Yeah.
After this particular incident, but my friend would love to do
what millennials, your Gen Zers don't know. You get your weed on,
right?
Order it from Amazon, and it shows up 2 days later.
Did you see where Amazon's cutting all the 420s type stuff out?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Bezos.
Seriously, he's like cutting it out completely.
You had a bad high or something, and now he's.
No, he's just like, he's like, grinders. And we know you're not it's not a spice grinder. We know that's, you know.
What?
You've grown up you know, shredding the devil's lettuce.
That's the guy who actually needs it for the spice.
You can still get a strap on that attaches to your face.
Exactly.
Like, that's fine.
But weed apparently isn't because it's federal. And I'm sure they've got tax liability stuff with that, if I'm guessing. But I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your story. It popped in my brain.
So he would drop me off at this place, a public park. And he would pick me up afterwards. And he loved to play this game where he'd be like, ah, it didn't happen. You know, it didn't happen. Yeah, they misunderstood my text message. And then, and this was a place, it was about a 15-minute drive to get to, and which living in a small, horrible, rural southwest Arkansas, it's not horrible, but it is something.
It's, you know, exactly.
It feels like something. Yeah. I know we got listeners all over the place, and those in big cities would be 15 minutes, man. Yeah. I can't do nothing. I can't take my trash out in less than 15 minutes, you know. But if small town, 15 minutes is something. And on the way back, then he'd be like, "Nah, I'm kidding. I got it." You know, it messed with me all the time. What? All the time.
No
way. But the one thing he never did, and go back to what my story is about being at the river for the bachelor party and stuff, the one thing he never did is he never did not have it and told me that he did. You don't do that.
Yeah.
You can joke about not having it, but you can never joke about having it.
Good point.
Yeah.
Very good point.
I used to wait hours. You don't do that. I used to wait hours for this Bosnian guy. This Bosnian guy named Amir.
Was he a grown man or?
No, he was our age, but like he got into the weed game.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm selling now. Let everybody in grade 8 know, you know, or whatever it was. And like I remember one time, like, because, you know.
But you bought his pencil shavings?
Yeah, I did, and I would have to wait hours for him to show up out of nowhere, and then he'd come and he'd have just the most pathetic amount, like this little thing, you know, just really, dude, it's not what
he
I
stole it from his dad, didn't he?
Yeah, and okay. It's all chintzed.
Yeah,
so he used to call.
You get
it.
To learn pretty quick, like what a gram looks like.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, freaking Bosnian liar.
Oh yeah,
all right, Bosnian war criminal.
If you got one of those little bitty nugs back in the day that looked whole.
Yeah.
Not from a compressed brick from Mexico.
Yeah.
But one that looked whole. You could call that hydro and sell it at a premium, and it would be half the weight that you claimed. It looked like it was a gram bud. It was
bulging.
It was a half gram.
Mids? You remember that?
Right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't know. You're not old enough to remember mids, are you, Tyler? Yeah.
Mids sounds stupid. Like, why go with one or the other?
Absolutely. Jack of all trades, master of none kind of situation.
Yeah.
You know, but it was like $20 for this, $40 for that, or $30 for right in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, and that was such a huge, there's no way that would ever fly. The average consumer is much wiser nowadays.
Well, the reason why mids were so great was because the low stuff was like the homeboy's uncle grew it in his backyard and it tastes like hay. You know what I mean? That's homegrown.
Yeah, had crickets in it.
Yeah, exactly. I swear that was a grasshopper leg. I swear it was.
Tastes
I just
like
broke it up and smoked it, but I swear it was.
Yeah.
But you know, so it's, I don't know.
Things have changed so much nowadays, you know?
Yeah,
like,
dude.
When I was a kid, it was just like, we'd be like going out in the woods and the whole time looking over our shoulder waiting for a police officer to bust us. Yeah. Nowadays, you're walking through Walmart getting high and nobody even knows anything about it.
You're vaping it. Yep.
Yeah. These kids will never know. All right.
Like, no, and never I'll never say it that way.
We fought for that. We fought
we
for
did.
That.
We did fight for that so that you could complain. The only thing that'll get in the way is, do you have an iPhone charger to plug my weed into?
That's
and you know what? And God bless.
My weed ran out of batteries.
God bless that. You know, we took the bullets for that. You know, just as I've mentioned before on this podcast, as trans people, I know you're getting a lot of hate right now. You're catching a lot of flack, but you're
from
you're
this fight, podcast.
Yeah. You know, from everywhere. You know, from a little bit of everywhere, you know, and you're fighting the good fight, right? Now, okay, so that in 20 years from now, people ain't gonna have to fight that fight no more.
But as an old timer, if you know how to make a can bong, you'll be a better man because of it.
Yeah,
I can make one in like 3 seconds.
Oh, no, you can. Yeah. I know you can, but those Gen Zers, they don't know why, because they can go to a store and buy the best bong. So why would they ever? You know what I mean?
Make their own.
But
hey, you might find yourself stranded on a desert island. Exactly. All you've got is a bunch of weed and a can pipe,
a snorkel, and a coconut.
Yeah. Give me a bread bag.
Make a radio out of that shit, man.
Give me a bread bag and a 2-liter bottle.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'll make you some old-timey British torture instrument that will knock your ass to the floor, dude.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Make a Faygo and I'll rock out while I'm doing it.
Yeah. I've seen somebody who made a reputation out of faking smoking.
Yeah.
And then he met Tyler.
Yeah. And I've talked about that before. I don't know if I was on the show or the podcast.
Yeah.
He don't talk anymore to me. And I figure it's because he listens to the podcast.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, what's up, homie?
He done caught some things.
He's still listening.
He didn't like. Yeah.
I mean, you know, haters listen but, just as much as lovers.
Yeah.
Speaking of nostalgia, man, what's that BMX bike out there? That looked like a nice one, like a Mongoose, maybe a Haro, a Kent. What you got out there? Yeah. Man, you can't see it, but I see this nice BMX bike out there. Want to get rid of it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Patrick used to have long black hair, and he used to BMX.
Okay. I ain't got no kids that care to do that anymore, so absolutely I'm looking to get rid of it.
You think you still bust a whatever they called the moves or
whatever? Best of friends would I give it for free, though. So
I was wondering, you know, I used to do a little flat land.
You did?
Uh-oh. Yeah, and that, you know.
That's a good one, apparently.
It looks like it, you know.
You would know.
It was, yeah. I don't know, you know, I had a, when I moved down here, the greatest thing I left behind, because it's not something you can stick on a Greyhound bus, was, I forget what it was. It was some custom bike.
You won't do it. I think I saw somebody with a 10 speed on that.
That's true, yeah. Well, that was like his main.
Somebody on a Schwinn.
That's,
rode up there.
That was his main form of transportation. Yeah. You know?
I had a mountain bike Schwinn that was a really good bike.
Yeah.
I won't dog Schwinn, but no, you're right.
That one was clearly stolen.
Yeah.
For my birthday one year, the parents got me, I forget what brand it was. It was a nice one. This bike was so light, you could literally pick it up with your pinky.
Yeah.
What was it called?
No markings.
Redline?
Wasn't it just like, or it did was, you scrape
it? Yeah, it was all chromoly. So it was super lightweight, but super strong. Because I had some lightweight bikes before, and you do too much with them, they just bend in half, you know. Of course, it had all the brakes and stuff on it. First thing I did is I took all the brakes off. Like a good BMX bike should have no brakes on it because that shit will just get in the way. Like if you want to stop, you stick your foot between the frame and
Patrick
the back tire.
Had no soles of his shoes.
No,
for
there
years.
Was my right foot. Every shoe I owned on the right foot had a hole burned through it.
Yeah.
And I eventually have to get new shoes at that point where it finally ripped through the material through my sock and into my foot.
No shit.
It was time to get some new shoes.
Yeah.
My best friend Anthony, he was a BMX rider for a while, and he got a quote unquote red line.
Oh yeah,
they advertised it like you could pick it up with two fingers.
Yeah,
you know, and it was just like that. It was really
that's what's
beautiful.
All you know. Yeah, the lighter it was, the more you could do with it. The less you had, the less effort. The more you could break dance on it. Really, is what it was. You know,
was the dog outside?
Ooh, that's a good question.
She must be
because the dog. We've got a UPS out there.
So there you go.
Backing up too.
Oh snap! Sorry,
man,
guys.
He's unloading.
One of the hazards of doing this at a residential address, I guess. Yeah. My bad.
Who's this?
Yeah,
you know.
Who's in my yard?
I'm so an
old man.
It is.
Yeah. I'm so an old man.
Yeah.
Who's in my yard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bringing a package. Damn it.
Is it my Metamucil?
It better be upright when I get to the door.
That should have been here yesterday.
Yeah. Now I used to skate. I used to be like all into it too, buying the magazines and the shoes and going
you
to
were
skate
skateboarder,
shop.
Huh?
I was a skateboarder.
Yeah. Oh, I guess not.
No, she's in.
Oh yeah, she's in the house. My bad, guys.
Oh, it's all good.
We leave a little bit of this in, right? Because use a skate is where we're getting to.
Yeah,
dude, that's a dang good dog bark.
Yeah, you don't want to come in that house after you hear that one.
I don't want none of that.
That is the best dog bark ever.
Although she was barking as he was rolling away. So.
Yeah.
Do you even ask anymore what the hell this stuff is?
Oh, yeah, man. I meant to tell you have a package that showed up at work for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, so I don't have to go to the post office. They delivered it?
Well, it was like Amazon package.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, sweet. Hey, look at that. I'm not pressed for time.
The receptionist was definitely, oh my God, we got this package in. Gotta get it to, I know I'm talking like somebody else that works there, but it's not that person.
You combine multiple employees there.
Yeah, I know. It was very freaking out about it. And I was like, I think it'll be fine.
Was
I'll
it
let
for
him know.
Tyler?
Is
he still an employee there?
They were trying to get me to take it. And I was like, no, he'll come back at some point.
I've announced loudly that I'm ordering things for the studio. So I just don't understand. It's always something like that. Like,
well, I can't believe it's not in the original general manager name.
Yeah. How many frantic messages I come to work to is just ridiculous.
It's just you don't want to work in close proximity to a woman who has just not got over her empty nested syndrome.
Good point.
You know. Where it's just like, oh, yeah, my son left me long ago. Now I see you for 8 hours every day. You're my new son.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Just letting you know, I'd treat you like a
the cats you were.
I
don't know where that came from. Sorry.
I'll just say, like, I'm good friends with this particular person's son.
Okay.
And I remember telling him on multiple occasions, dude, your mom is so great. I love her. Like, she is just awesome. And he's like, She's all right.
I'm so glad she said that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He don't believe you. He don't believe a bit of it.
No. He loves it. He's loves like bullshit. Hey, nobody knows their mama better than they son.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Now, I was going to say, I was not nearly as good at skating as you were at BMXing. Because you never broke anything on a BMX. You never broke anything in period.
No, I broke a bike or two, I guess, but never, no bones.
Oh, my gosh.
But, man, I face planted, and I still have this nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it this? Yeah, I still got a nasty scar on one arm.
That was raunchy.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah.
I remember that.
It's so bad that I was like, I can't tell my parents about this.
Yeah, nice. Road rash, hard. You had to wear like sleeve. You had to wear sweatshirts.
I still pick gravel out of it every once in a while. Yeah.
I remember
still, like, coming out of my body.
Yeah, I broke my thumb. That was the first thing I did on a skateboard on a church steeple, or not steeple, stoop.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Stoop. I was like,
how'd you get up there?
Damn. Yeah. That was a hard guys, fall.
I'm gonna bomb the steeple. Yeah. Down that. No, so I biffed it on a church stoop and broke my thumb. It's a big deal, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I remember.
That's what separates you from the animals, the man.
Yeah, yeah, I know it. I know it. And then I broke my arm clean when I was in I was actually in America. This I was visiting. And
but did you cry? America.
But did you cry any of them?
No.
I wouldn't have pictured him as a crier. On
never cried.
Them.
Witnesses. Really?
Okay. Can we?
I mean,
any of
I'm not
going to
say I wasn't bitchy, or I wasn't complaining, or like, you know, badly hurt. But nah, you know what? You don't cry when you're hurt.
No,
that's you know. I'm so hurt so much. Yeah. That's a kid thing. That's
kind of an action
like,
mode at that point.
Yeah, you go like, I'm not hurt.
Yeah.
Ow.
You shake it off.
Shake off that broken arm.
Yeah.
And when you see it flopping, you're like,
okay, never mind.
I only broke one bone, and that was my hand bone. I don't know which. If there's just a generic hand bone or whatever, they just told me, oh, you broke your hand bone.
Your phalange.
And it was from punching Tyler in the back of the head.
Okay. Yeah.
I know our mom listens to this podcast. I think I might have told her it was from skateboarding. Because Tyler was always breaking his bones from skateboarding. I was always perfect excuse. But I remember punching Tyler in the back of the head, broke my hand. And I remember Tyler just turning around going like, ow! You know, and I'm like, yeah, good.
Yeah.
And it's your broken hand. Yeah, I didn't say nothing. I didn't even think nothing about me. My hand was all purple and swollen. Yeah. It looked nasty. Like I knew something bad had happened in there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until the next day when a buddy of mine, he saw it and he was like, what's wrong with your hand? And he lifted my arm up and then slammed it on the table.
Oh.
And I fell out of the chair.
What kind of friend is that?
I was going to say.
Every dude's friend?
You should go take a jump in a lake.
Yeah. Did you punch him with the other one? I mean,
you got a dude that you got a dude friend that won't do something like that. He ain't your friend. Yeah. All right.
He ain't a dude.
What's going on? What happened?
Yeah. Or what are we dating?
You got a man bun?
Yeah. No.
He sucks your fingers.
He's like, doing nothing wrong with your hand. And then blam. And then immediately he's like, oh man, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. He walks away. Yeah. That's a good friend.
Yeah. It's true.
You know, he knows. Yeah. He knows the impact of what he did.
Yeah.
That point, I was like, I got to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, it was free.
I did that by similar yet different, probably by sliding in at a church league softball game after just an hour before promising my wife I would not slide.
Oh, you were married at this point.
Yeah. Oh no, this happened when I was over there. So
yeah,
a couple years in, maybe seven, 8 years ago.
Yeah, were you safe?
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
And then I started walking to the dugout, and I said, I can't continue. I was about to puke. Mm. And the ump's like, are you sure you can't finish? I was like, and it was bleeding too, so that helped with the visual. Mm. But they couldn't see the pain.
Oh, man. Nobody can.
I will say for that time that I punched Tyler in the back of the head, I was 13 or 14 at that point, so you would have been 7 or 8, mm-hmm. I guess. It was then, at least I learned early on, do never punch a man in the back of it. His head.
And his skull at all.
It does nothing to him.
It all,
sucks.
Yeah. Skull, the forehead's the hardest part. Yeah. Back of the head is even softer than the forehead.
Well, both of them. Don't punch them, exactly. You know? And that's why I felt... I felt like I didn't need to do anything. Just a couple years later, I think I was 15 or 16, I got in this argument with some dude at school, and I was just like, blah, you know, whatever, dude. Turned around, he punched me in the back of the head, and I'm just like, okay. And I turned around, and he's holding his hand, and I'm like, ah, dude, you get, that's enough for you. I did nothing to the dude.
It's such a stick your face out there, punch me, and break your hands upon my head.
That was like, I didn't even, man, I escalated it no further because I saw the dude punch me in the back of the head, and I turn around, he's holding his hand, and I'm like, that. I've been there, bro. I'll leave you to that.
Exactly.
Yeah, when I broke my arm, it was after 15 seconds of skateboarding, too. Like, we were going to, like, it was during Halloween. We were going to some haunted house. Like, my dad, my stepbrothers, me, everybody. And, like, we packed into the car. And we went and did the haunted house. And then on the way back, me and my stepbrother brought our skateboards with us. And we stopped to gas up. And we're like, we'll skate the lot real quick. And hopped on it. It was dark, and hit a rock immediately. And if you've ever been on a skateboard and hit a pebble,
stop you instantly. You know,
it's like it just stops, make that noise, and it just
you
sent
keep
me
going.
Forward. Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
Tried to catch myself with my arm, which was dumb, and broke it clean. And I remember being in the back, like holding it, like, Dad, I really need to go to the hospital. He's like, No, you don't. You're fine.
Yeah, drink some water.
Yeah, brought it, got it to that. I was like, yeah, son's arm is broken. Like, oh, good thing I brought him here.
How much is this going to cost me?
Yeah.
And dude, you ain't kidding. That is why I stopped skateboarding, because I did it a few times, and as soon as, like, you'd be going along just fine, because, man, you'd be on skateboard making it go forward, you can get a real natural vibe.
Oh,
you
dude,
can
it's
really
great.
Get in the groove and feel so good about it.
Going
but
fast.
That one little pebble.
Yeah.
Will just wreck your day. Yeah. And so many times, like four times maybe, I got launched off a skateboard because of it. And I was like, screw this, man. I'm going back to my bike.
Yeah.
Because I can run over a boulder and that.
Yeah, thing. Yeah.
I tried to drop down in a half pipe at my cousin's house, and that didn't work.
Ooh. Homemade half pipe?
Yep.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Unfinished wood half pipe?
Splinters and everything.
I would.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh,
yep. Shout out to Timmy.
Now, the worst thing, though, was after that, I continued skating for some reason. Just, you know.
Persevere.
Not good at something. Keep at it.
Yeah.
And
try again.
Yeah. And this time I went down again. It was in the States I was visiting, and again with my stepbrother. But this time he's like, dude, I'm longboarding now. So I was like, I can get into that, you know. So we start longboarding. We start longboarding, bruh. You know, together we took the bike trail along the river in friggin' Grand Forks, North Dakota. And, dude, I bombed this hill, like going way faster than I've ever been on a board with wheels on it.
Yeah.
And,
those things are fast.
Yeah, they're so fast. Yeah. Like, the ball bearings on the wheels, if you throw a spin on it, it'll spin for like 5 minutes.
The rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's something about having them wheels separated so far too. It just like, man, it just the friction from the road doesn't affect it as much.
Yeah.
You know? Like your front trucks are catching everything that your back is not catching anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just glide down a hill.
You just glide. I was going so freaking fast. I would hazard like 30 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour.
That's
like,
fast
on this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got the speed wobble. And it just
death wobble.
Yeah, the death wobble, and it just kicked me off the board.
Yeah.
And you know, I tried running. But
you can't run 35.
You can't
do
that.
Usain Bolt times two.
Yeah. Yeah. So luckily I hit the grass, but like, you know, I tried running along with it. As soon as like my first foot touched the ground, I just went like face planted and broke my clavicle.
Ooh.
This one right there. And it's still like kind of messed up.
Did you know right off the bat or?
No. So I, when I was on the ground, it felt totally good. I heard a nasty sound. And then, like, but I hopped up and I was like, I'm good. And I kind of like tried to shake it out. And that's when I was like, oh my God. And I literally just like the most sad person ever, like longboarded home, just like scooting with one foot as my arm is hanging because I couldn't move it.
And get there.
And
here's one of the worst pains you could ever.
It's so bad, dude. It was like
nothing you can do about it.
Nothing
either.
You can do. So they put me in a sling and they said if it didn't heal properly, I'd have to get one of these.
Oh, damn.
These like hard casts that make you do that.
Yeah.
You know, like you were flexing your bicep when you throw it up there.
Yeah.
And
makes you look real cool at school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm. Showering with that. Ugh. My God. And broken collarbone. And then I remember after breaking my collarbone, not long after, like the next time. I remember smoking legally medicinal. No, it was smoking weed for the first time. I was in like ninth grade or whatever, smoked weed, but I didn't know you weren't supposed to really mix it with the Tylenol 3s I was on.
Oh, dang.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember I remember getting like just going blind and like rolling on the ground, uncontrollable laughter as I'm rolling on my broken clavicle, you know? And I'm like, that's not good, dude. Like, that's really not good.
Not good.
Yeah. I was tripping.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Yeah. And of course, as soon as I rolled over on the part where I felt it, just, ow. Brought back to reality. Whoop, there goes gravity.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Classic, dude. Oh, classic.
That's classic, yeah.
And then that was the same. Yeah, yeah, I remember that. I remember that. That was actually the first time I ever smoked and was on Tylenol 3s.
Yeah, them T3s are no joke.
They're like, no joke.
Yeah.
And
oh, you got a gunshot wound? Here's some T3s.
Yeah, yeah.
What gunshot
wound?
Yeah.
What sucking chest wound? Yeah. Right, throw a cork in that.
I don't want to hear
going.
No more about sucking. I told you about this. I don't want to hear.
I hear nothing about no fentanyl.
My lungs hurt every time you talk about a sucking chest wound.
Yeah. And then that same day, it was the first time I ever smoked, and my friend, he did it as well, and like we were just kids, you know. So at one point, we were smoking in the back of a school, like some elementary school, because it was a park, you know, so easy enough. And you know, it was like kind of surrounded by houses, and somebody saw somebody at one of the houses, like on the phone or something, and they're like, they're calling the cops or whatever. So like we all dart away, you know, and we like run around the corner and we're running out of the school, and there's there's a parking chain, you know, two posts and a chain connecting them.
Yeah. Don't park. Don't drive through this.
Don't drive through this. And the chain is hanging, you know, and me and my friend up front, we run around that. And yeah. I remember looking back just to see who was keeping up with us. And my other friend ran right through the middle of it and got whipped to the ground.
Ooh,
harder.
Clotheslined.
The rock couldn't clothesline you that hard. Yeah. Like it was like up and the
full speed.
Like it was full speed.
Oh,
and cracked the back of his head open. Oh. And I remember we dragged him to a McDonald's set him up, like laid him down in one of the booths. Like, what are we going to do with this?
Drop him off at an emergency room.
We were thinking like we could drop him off at an emergency room, something, but now he ended up calling his mom, and I remember he's like rubbing the back of his head with blood on it. He's like, Mom, I got stoned and cracked my head open.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember my friend
I got beat up.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I got mugged on my way home from church.
And we're all like, literally, he's sitting there in agony with a bleeding skull, and we're all just like just eating a McChicken. And I remember wondering, like, why do people do this? I'm rolling around on my broken bones. He just cracked his head open. And I couldn't care less because my mouth is full of processed
like
chicken.
The best McDonald's ad ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
McDonald's. Just had the worst day of your life.
Yeah.
Let a McChicken make it better.
Got you good, dude.
Wow.
So weirdly, I smoked again after that. I don't know.
Ah.
It was like a McDonald's ad and PSA against weed at the same time.
But yeah, it was back when smoking weed would turn your brains into scrambled eggs.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep, I remember those days. Yeah,
classic times, man. Injuries and all that.
Wow.
I used to be constipated really bad,
you know,
as a kid, like really bad. Like I think I didn't shit for 2 months once. Yeah, when I was a kid, and they had
all them hamburger steaks at Dad's house.
Yeah, all them hamburger steaks, and
because you say he cooked real steaks for us, I just don't remember that. Like,
I don't know if they were real
pork steaks. Maybe.
yeah, maybe. But I couldn't do it, and I remember like hearing about some jazz guy or something who died from not shitting.
Oh,
something.
Yeah,
like, and he was like, I don't know, it was like Satchmo or something.
I think
like
that was Hot Weiwei Jefferson.
Yeah, yeah,
the Statitis kid. That's what they call him. It's Statitis.
Motown Jenkins, I think it was. And
but man, when he played them pipes, they was on fire.
Yeah. But I remember going to the doctor's office, and they were like, "Yeah, you know, Satchmo Jenkins died from this in the 30s. So you better, you might want to have a poop, you know."
Yeah.
And I was like, "I'm
pick
trying."
Pick up a saxophone.
Yeah, yeah. Blow into that, toot on that for a while before you So then I finally went to Canada with that great health care, and they were like, "Oh yeah, we got the cure. Humans cannot resist this medicine."
Yeah,
like
yeah.
X-Lax didn't work.
Okay.
Nothing worked. So they were like, "Humans are, you know, any human in the world will have a bad day given this stuff." It was called Go Lightly.
Oh, and
I've learned recently.
That stuff.
Yeah,
that's, you best go lightly.
Woo. Yeah, dude, tread lightly.
There's no lightly on it.
No,
that is a misnomer.
Have you tasted
at best.
It? Have
you yes. like it tastes like brine?
It's brine.
It tastes like grape juice to you, bro.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. So I'm trying to drink this Go Lightly stuff, one cup every half hour or something like that, for until the jug is gone.
Yep.
It's this jug of liquid, is seawater, and
great flavor.
It's what they give you to get rid of everything for when they do like colonoscopies and things like that.
Yeah, yep. That's what I've learned recently. What it's for. But I'm taking this stuff.
Right? Mm. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, clean you out. Yeah. Sorry. No, you're fine.
That's regrettable.
That's
graphic. That word of the day.
Yeah. But so I'm drinking this stuff and I'm vomiting, like wrong effect, you know. And my mom is like, okay, she tried to make it better, you know, and she took this grape flavored Gatorade like powder.
Mixed it.
And it was like, maybe this will make it better. She's so sweet. Oh, ruined grape flavor. Thanks, Mom.
My favorite thing is to offer you grape juice. Nowadays. Oh, yeah.
It's salty to me forever now. That's weird how your brain will do that.
He goes and poops after every time I offer him
every
grape
time
juice.
I walk through a vineyard, I have to shit really bad. Amelia liked that one.
Yeah, she's like, damn, that was good shit, bro.
That's a riot right there.
Yeah.
So eventually, oh my goodness, man. I don't even know. I think we should probably end it. What do you guys think?
I love podcasting in this room. Like, there's so much going on in this environment right here. I know what that is over there. You got something hanging. Like, I have personally seen New Orleans voodoo witch doctors use that stuff to exercise like the zombie out of somebody.
Which one?
Yeah.
That the thing right there with the handle on it and the that big bushy
cures kuru.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the wife's wedding bouquet.
Seen better days, bro.
Yeah, you hang it upside down and dries out.
You married a witch
doctor.
Oh yeah. And yeah.
I know
that
something
from Star Trek.
Yeah, you like burn some what is the plant that they make scopolamine
sage?
From?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you burn that stuff and then you fan the flame, the smoke on somebody with that thing right there.
Right. And then you become a man. Right?
Yeah, well, first a monster.
And then
a man. Oh, okay. Yeah, you must be a monster before you become a man.
It's like the path to manhood. You have
absolutely.
To take it. You might die, most
maybe.
Do.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you make it though, you are worthy.
Yeah. Sorry, Amelia. Dang.
Yeah. Isn't this fun?
Yeah.
Amelia.
Yeah.
She's still waiting to be a man, I guess.
Yeah. She doesn't like the witch doctor thing being brought up.
No.
She knows.
She's been
through to the other side.
Yeah, that's a prop from Predator 2 is what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, after he threw that chicken bones on top of that 55-gallon drum, he was waving that thing over those chicken bones.
Alligator tooth and a snakeskin spirit, take this spirit out of this man.
Uh-huh. There we go.
Cancel. All right, we'll wrap it up though. Big shout out. This one might be shorter than it should be.
Yeah,
I don't know if it is. Yeah. Jay Wesley Lindley on Twitter.
Yep, Jay Wesley Lindley Jr.
On all the things. Senior. So go and let him know exactly what you think.
Yeah. The one with the beard, not the pretty one.
That's right. JTP, regrettablejtp@gmail.com, regrettablepod1 and regrettable podcasts, all that crap. Shout out to Laura Lindley, attorney at law, by the way, north side of the courthouse on downtown. You know what? I'll put her ad in front of all this nonsense.
Now that we talk about Jay Jr., I want to hear next week about how he's adjusting back to civilian life.
Okay.
He texted me
a couple days ago about a job offer he got.
Good. Is he just throwing bows everywhere?
I know, right? I would think so. I would do so.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I was coming back from the military.
Come back as a Marine.
From the Marines.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I get to the front of the line.
And the dude's so tall and like handsome and stuff. Like, he's just not what I expect from a Marine. Like, I'm still like, that's something, at least peg leg, you know, a patch over one of the eyes or something. He's like a perfect Marine coming back.
I used to be in the Marines.
Yeah. Absolutely. That guy. Okay, he like runs an army surplus store or something now. Yeah.
I hope that came through all right.
It sounded great.
Good.
That dude must be killing it.
He literally spoke through his throat, just for the record. Yeah. If you didn't know that.
He can't swim in pools anymore without a cork.
He can do a great cigarette smoking trick, though.
Plug that up. Good. Make sure it's watertight.
Oh, man.
All right. We got it. We'll go on that. Thank you, Laura Lindley, attorney at law, and everybody over in Hochtown. I don't care
all
if you're
them.
Texan.
Yeah.
Texas, Texas,
what's
man.
What's up, Texan? Do you have a business in Texas and needs to be advertised?
Hey.
Let us know.
Dispensary? Think of all these great weed stories we told about losing it and rolling on broken bones. Isn't that great?
And seriously, it is so easy to find out where to send us liquor to. So
for
our 90th or, like I say, I mean, tough times or whatever, if you need to save up, wait for our 100th episode. Mm-hmm. But definitely send us what your favorite liquor is. Just go ahead and send it. We'll give you a shout out. Or your favorite beer or whatever.
Instead of taking your last $20 and sending it to Creflo Dollar.
Yeah. Anything from Hochatown Distilling Company would be great.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That Sneaky Snake.
That's Mount Fork Brewery. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Either or. Hochtown Distilling Company is the bourbon and the and the vodka.
Yep.
But they're hand in glove, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I love that the Gasquatch. And I should not be shouting out businesses that are not sponsors, but the gas. I love the Gasquatch. I'll take every opportunity to go over there. They you can
every
get
time
the,
you say that you, it's $30 to me.
Is it real? Dude, I want 15. I want 20.
Exactly. Yeah.
Why so much?
Did you know that their breakfast is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year?
I did not, Jay Wesley Lindley.
Now
would
you
tell me more?
$1,000 worth of advertising. Right there.
Absolutely.
I'll just say
Gasquatch is good.
Best price of Sneaky Snake outside of the brewery itself, I
there
think.
You go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you know.
And the Gasquatch itself is so creepy, especially at night, dude. That thing
is awesome.
Creepy. It's
cool. Y'all seen the cars?
Yeah, I've seen the cars. Yeah.
Cool.
But it's like, let me get in it.
I have a very, very good recent memory of the Gasquatch, which I won't go into the radio.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, fine.
This is a podcast.
That's true. Nah. He says no.
My wife might listen to one of these
one day.
It'd be this one.
Of course, naturally.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll stop it there. And thanks to everybody for listening. Check us out on the social media, and we'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.